Thursday. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC, located on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Nina Panini, and this is Deliberate Noise. It's Labor Day, it's the day before school starts, it's kind of the end of summer. For the next hour, I'll be playing you a lot of local tunes, new tunes, some punk, some pop, and plenty of upcoming shows this weekend and next. We're going to get started with Skating Polly. They're from Oklahoma. They're playing a show at Lanaloo's September 4th with Joe Past and Primp. Check them out. This is Skating Polly with Playhouse on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to CITR. That was Big Man by Peach Kelly Pop, kind of an old one from the Peach Kelly Pop 3 album from a few years ago. Before that, Small Crush with Mail Truck, Primp with No Fun, Joe Past with Millennial Trash Blues, and Skating Polly at the top with Playhouse. Now, Skating Polly, Joe Past, and Primp are playing September 4th at Lanaloo's. And then Peach Kelly Pop and Small Crush, along with Kylie V, are playing September 5th at Redgate. Both look like really awesome shows. You're listening to Deliberate Noise. I am your host, Nina Panini, joined now by my super special guest, Claire.
Hey.
Hi, Claire.
Hello.
Welcome back.
I'm back.
You're back. Let's talk about, there's another show coming up September 6th, which is Vancouver Tenants Union Fundraiser.
Oh.
Happening at Redgate, featuring Andrew Malott, Benny Boy, Go Slow, formerly known as Tessie, and also Nice Apple. And I wanted to mention that because it seems like a good show. But also you found this cool, is it a zine or like a guide?
It's the Tenant Survival Guide. And I got it at Mount Pleasant Library. They're giving them out for free there. And it was put together by the Tenant Resource and Advisory Center. And this is their 13th edition.
Whoa.
Of this guide. But it's like amazing. It's so comprehensive. It has like preparing you for finding rental housing and then like everything in between to like dispute resolution.
Yeah, I saw one of our friends pick it up and she was like, whoa, I like needed this for the past five years of my life.
I feel the same way. I opened it and I was like, oh my God, this is exactly what I needed. They also have an online course called Renting It Right at rentingitright.ca.
Cool.
If anyone wants to find information online.
And you grabbed that for free at the library?
Yeah. Cool. Mount Pleasant Community Center. Just go to the info desk.
Cool.
And they'll give you one.
Everybody should grab one of those. Tenant Survival Guide. Yeah, go support the Vancouver Tenants Union at the fundraiser on September 6th. And you can check out multiple bands. My favorite would be Nice Apple. Let's hear one from their new album, Nice Apple. This time, Nice Apple is auto-cathecting. This one's called Tell Me About It.
Yeah. She'd send me a letter now rocking
You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Deliberate Noise. You just heard Yoon with their track Orchid from their upcoming album Wilt, which comes out September 6th. And they're having an album release party on that day with Non Law and Laverne.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, that does sound good.
I love Laverne.
That's happening at the Toast Collective. Yeah, both
really
great. Oh, we keep
saying Non Law, but it's no.
Oh, yeah. Non Law. Is that verified, though? We didn't check.
We should go to the show and ask.
No, definitely. Yeah, I played Laverne before I played Yoon, the song. I used to call it Decatur, but then it's Decatur. Whatever.
Decatur.
See, that's the same thing. Non Law and then Non Law, and then it's non-law. Like I thought it was Decatur, but then it's Decatur.
Decatur.
But we just had it the other way. I also threw in some Oblomov because I love Oblomov, the song Carson City from their four-track demos. Saw them play yesterday at Victory Square, a block party, the end of summer party hosted by CITR on Music Waste. It was really fun. Yeah, if you weren't there, you missed out.
You did. Beautiful afternoon, evening.
Mm-hmm. We won the raffle. That was cool.
Yeah.
Took an arm's length of tickets.
Yeah. And it was funny because everyone biked.
Yeah. And then it's like, how do we bike home with these prizes, which is a guitar and a bunch of records? Thanks, CITR. That was
really... Thank you, CITR.
Really chill that we won. Okay, what newspaper are you reading right now, Claire? What is this?
I'm reading... Oh, don't make me say it.
Say it.
The UBC.
Okay, got it. Good.
The UBC.
UBC?
UBC.
And there's some pretty cool highlights in there. What was that first one?
Well, the theater.
The Norm Theater.
The Norm Theater that's been closed for as long as I can remember. Because I can remember first year.
I can remember it being open in first and second
year.
And
we had so much fun.
I love the Norm Theater.
And now we don't have fun anymore.
Yeah, it's been too long. It's been closed. But what does this news
opening
article say?
In the fall.
Okay.
Generally.
But they don't give a day?
No.
Ugh.
Just opening soon.
Mm. Okay. Hopefully that soon actually materializes into something. Because they've been saying soon for like a couple years.
Yeah. And also, it's pretty funny when they tried to screen movies in the Nest.
Yeah.
And you couldn't see anything.
No. In just like little classrooms. They didn't even have it in like auditorium. They would just have it in little classrooms. Like, guys, this isn't replacement for a theater. They tried, though. Film Sock is really cool. What was the other article in there?
The other one is arguably more
definitely
that Lil Nas X is headlining the AMS Welcome Back BBQ.
How is that real? And where do I get a ticket?
Sure. I don't know how they pull this stuff. They must just be paying these people, or maybe they booked him like really early on before that song went to like number one for so long.
That would be really crazy cool if they did that. Okay, how do I get a ticket to this? What? It's $50. Should I?
Yeah.
To see Lil Nas X?
You
I mean, it's kind of a once
Lil
in a
Nas
lifetime,
X.
And I love him, and he's amazing. Okay,
at
I'll
the
think
AMS
about it.
Picnic, especially.
I'll think about it. $50. You know. All right, think about it.
The illustration they have, if anyone has a chance to pick up the UBC.
Oh, it's good.
The illustration is very funny.
Really good. Okay, sick. Okay, let's do, it's time for the Deliberate Noise toilet seat cover.
Great.
So you're gonna take it over.
Okay, I'm gonna be
today.
Fairly speedy.
Okay, sure.
Budgie's Burritos.
Budgie's
bathroom.
Burritos.
It's a small bathroom, so a small review. It's a very good bathroom. Very otherworldly. The handle on the inside of the drawer is amazing. They have a baby change table with the little space they have. And I just find something deeply feminist about that.
Yeah.
And then they have a sign that says something like, counter to popular belief, we don't actually want you to graffiti on our walls because they put so much work into the wallpaper. And then they tell you to just go graffiti a big corporation instead. But the wallpaper is amazing. The only thing that is sometimes a bit of a struggle is the huge convex mirror where you kind of look like you're like all warped and it's very hard to tell if you have hot sauce on your face just because of the shape.
I guess you just have to like be friendly and ask somebody in there, do I have hot sauce on my face?
Yeah, make a friend.
Yeah, that's probably what they want.
Yeah, build trust. Community bonds.
Sounds like a good bathroom. I've legit never been there.
Yeah, we need to work on this, Nina.
I feel dumb.
We'll work on it.
Yeah. I'll get there eventually and have a burrito for the first time in my life. Cover time.
Yay.
Okay, my dad emailed me this. he's probably not listening, but it's okay. He was like, the subject line of the email was, toilet seat cover? Question mark?
Oh, wow.
He did not have a spell toilet. it is by a band called Wall of Voodoo, and it's a cover of Ring of Fire. That, which, like,
in the bathroom seat context, in the burrito bathroom seat context.
Ring of fiery, spicy burrito poo. Okay, anyway, Wall of Voodoo was apparently a new wave band from LA back in like the 80s or whatever. And yeah, please enjoy this kind of strange cover of Ring of Fire. Shout out to my dad, Toilette.
Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames got higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Hours meet. I feel for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames got higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Yes, it burns, burns, burns. Come celebrate the first ever UNA Neighbors Day on Saturday, September 7th. Formerly known as Barn Raising, Neighbors Day is a free event for everyone. Join us at Jim Taylor Park outside the Old Barn Community Center from 12 to 4 p.m. for a fun day with live music, food, inflatable activities, and much more. Featuring music from DJ Hubs and an energetic street party from VYVE, this is an event you don't want to miss. UNA Neighbors Day, Saturday, September 7th. For more information, please visit myuna.ca/events.
Punk Rock's premier sisters, Skating Polly, are returning to Vancouver, earning praise from members of X, The Flaming Lips, Babes in Toyland, and more. The grungy three-piece play September 4th at Lanaluz, joined by local phenomenon Joe Past. Tickets available at rickshawtheater.com and both Red Cat Records locations. See you there.
Let's see here. World of God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful. Isn't there anything?
Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
that is Sheer Meg with the song Silver Line off of their new album A Distant Call, which came out just a couple weeks ago. Sheer Meg's from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Great song.
Great song.
Love that song.
They are playing in Vancouver September 16th with Tweens and Locals Tough Customer. That's at the Biltmore, September 16th. I do believe Claire will be there.
Yep. Yep. I'm putting it in my calendar right now.
Yeah. Although Claire does tend to get like really busy during the school
year. I get really excited about shows on weekdays and then I'm like, oh, wait, I have class at 8 in the morning.
Yeah. Before Sheer Meg, I threw in some Winona Forever from their new album Feel Good that was called Backseat. And then also some Bridal Party before that, Jukebox Cutie from their new album Too Much. There's always so much good music coming out in the summertime. Okay, Claire, we are pretty close to the end of the hour.
No.
We have so many songs we could play. Which one did we decide we were going to do? I think Flowers.
Yeah.
We're going to go with some Cool Flowers. Cool Flowers is a cool band from Portland. Have a new album called Cool Flowers Album. Very creative. Actually, I kind of respect.
Yeah. Direct, like that. Clear.
You know what? We have a few minutes. We could play two songs. Alimony also has, isn't their album just called like Release or Album or something?
I can't remember.
Yeah, oh, it's yeah. called Release.
Yeah. No, but that's got a double meaning.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So true. I respect that.
Yeah. Cool Flowers album is like, there's no double meaning. But Release, that could be a bunch of stuff. But then their demo was called Demo and then Release.
Oh.
I get it.
The demo could be a double meaning.
It follows. Okay.
Demolish? Sorry.
Maybe.
No.
Maybe they got like renovated.
Yeah.
Anywho, thanks for listening to Deliberate Noise. I'm really glad you're back, Claire.
I'm glad to be back.
Yay. This has been Nina Panini and special guest Claire signing off. Talk to you next week.
Yep.
Have a great first week back at school.
Yep.
And goodbye, summer 2019.
Bye, summer.
Also, congrats to us, a whole year at the station doing this show.
A whole year.
We
pretty unreal.
Freaking did it. And hopefully there'll be one more. Okay, bye. Here's the message. Bye, Cool Flowers. Love the song. Shout out to my mom for always texting me during the show. My phone just buzzed. Very distracting.